Blog Talk Radio.
Put your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at them and tell them, yes, I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory that we've won. Tell them I could go on and on. About your works.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful, just
praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
grateful. Oh, my God. Every time you think about the goodness of the Lord, you think how grateful you really are. You know that you know that you know that you know. You'd be so grateful. Sometimes you just want to stop and just say, Lord, thank you. But, boy, when I first heard that song, man, it sent some all over my body, because when you have been through the storm and the rain and you know you deserve justice, but he give you mercy and he give you grace. Somebody know what I'm talking about. My sister already hit the what button, so I guess you feel pretty good about this one, huh? You all right today?
Amen. Bless the Lord. I'm feeling grateful this morning. Just glad to be in the number one more time.
There you go. There you go. It's good to know that someone that, you know, sometimes, you know, you be asking folks to do few things, but boy, when some God and touch you, it's hard to hold your peace sometimes, you know. You just want to just get out there and just say, Lord, thank you for what you already have done and what you're about to do. You know, I'm reminded of a scripture, you know, that you know, we often use a lot, you know. But I want to encourage someone today, you know, and I want to reason something with John, the writer, you know, and saying this, I want to ask God, Holy Spirit, to bless the word of God, that touch someone, be encouraged as we come to you with the word of God, you know. And I'm going to tell you something. It's a very familiar passage in John 14, but I want us to go through it a little bit, and if anybody wants to shine in, they can when we get this started. But I want us to look at how God wants us to know that he's coming back. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. He's coming back. Watch this here. Lord, we ask you as we come humble to the throne of grace. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to bless our heart today. Lord, that the words we say, Lord, in the meditation of our heart, be acceptable in thy sight, thy strength, in our Redeemer. Lord, we just ask you, if we come in the most humble manner we know how, hide us behind your cross, Lord, that when we speak, Lord, the Holy Spirit touch someone's heart. Be encouraged that you are in the midst, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to move in our heart, that we speak with the spirit of your understanding, Lord. Search the mystery of the word, Lord. Bring the understanding from the scripture to our heart, that, Lord, not just be hearers of your word, but, Lord, we just try to be a doers of thy word, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask you to come in a mighty way, Lord. Give us the double portion of your anointing, Lord. Let your spirit roll today, Lord. And we ask all these beautiful blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God be the glory for all the good things he has done. Have you been around God? I love to know that he will be lifted up on this earth. I love that part, when you know God will be lifted up on this earth. Have you tried him lately? Have you been in the midst with him lately? You know, I thank God for his Holy Spirit that already, I feel the present. You know, I feel his present. And before I went to praying, I want you to know it's a very familiar passage to a lot. Some people can just quote it, you know what I'm talking about. But I want you to listen to the confident words that God trying to get to his disciples as he had to depart. You know what I'm talking about? He had to leave, you know, for us to have this opportunity to sit in fellowship with one another right now. He had to leave to get us back to his Father, because I found in the book that we were born in sin, in the shape of iniquity. See, but then what's happening now? Then you can be reborn, you know. You can rededicate your life to the Lord and get back on this journey with us, you know. Look what the scripture says. I'm going to read it carefully now. You might have been around, it might have been a little while. Have you been around? John 14 and 1. John 14 and 1. For those who just not coming on, John 14 and 1. I thank God, you know, in my brother's absence and all the ones that maybe might want to shine in. Look how we got it. Look what the word says. Be encouraged. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You believe in God, believe also in me. You know, I'm going to put it in high gear, but he had to comfort their heart because he just told them what was about to happen, what was going to happen in their life, that they weren't going to be he wasn't going to be around no more, and he knew he was going to be betrayed by somebody, and that one was going to be betrayed was right there beside him, and he knew it. You ever been somewhere you just know somebody that did you wrong, and you just see, well, only different from Jesus. He let it took his course, because he even told him it would be better for him to hang himself than do what he had to do. But the scripture has to be fulfilled. But he wanted to encourage his disciples that the journey they're gonna have to take. He said, let not your heart be troubled. And some of us been working on this vineyard, you know what I'm talking about. Some of us been out there for a while and constantly laboring in His Word, talking to our children, talking to our loved one, talking to our friend. Maybe some of us in the pulpit expressing God's His grace and telling folks to get on board. Don't even worry about it. Just get on board and trust in the Lord. Maybe you got somebody that hurts you real bad. And he told us, he said, let not there be trouble. Because he said, because the one thing I learned about him, he told me, because they hated him first. He said, the world hated him first. But he did what? He kept on going to Calvary. Watch this here. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And look what he said, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, look what he said, there you may be also. And whether I go, you know, and the way you know. And I love this part. Every time I get in the Word, I start thinking about how when you turn your life over and you think about what he has in store for you. Some translators, when they said in my Father's house are many mansions, some translated that as rooms. And I'm just staying with the scripture, but I love how God does it. He makes it so plain. He said, if it was not so, I wouldn't have told you. It might have been some. Don't you know Jesus had the discernment spirit? He can hear your thoughts. He can hear what people think about right now. And he told us, for that he made an answer. If you don't believe me, he said, I wouldn't even have told you this if it wasn't going to happen. You know what I'm talking about? So we have to compel and tell people time after time, he's coming back. And somebody said, man, I've been hearing that a long time. He's coming back. If he don't come in your time on walking this earth, don't you know you got to be ready that he do come? You got to be ready, because you never know the hour. Man, it could be any second in time that God can call your number. I've learned something. You got a birthday, and you got an expiration date. But what I've learned most of all about it, how you doing in between them two dates? Because God is looking at us right now, and he wants us to know that he looked down on us. I've learned, one man preached a message one day, and this might not even help nobody on the phone, but it hit my heart. You know what he said with the title? He said you don't want God to remember your iniquity. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You want God, when he forgive you, he put it in the seed of forgiveness. He don't want to remember no more. But he asked us that we quote this scripture a lot, that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ. That's what we have to let the people know. Yeah, their sin is it is unto death. But when you give it to Jesus, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When you tell your Lord and Savior that he's Lord of your life, you believe that he died and rose. Man, you done tapped into something now, sisters and brothers. You done tapped into his heart. You kind of like David, a man after God's own heart. See, once you've been in disciplining yourself, help me, Holy Spirit. Once you discipline yourself to believe in God's word, you have to activate that faith. Sometimes, I got my sister on, she's the only one hit the one button, but how many times, sister, you said no to some things, and when you did it, you felt the Spirit of God. You know, your flesh wanted to do it, but your spirit man said no. And when you've done it, you feel a breeze. You feel a peace of God right there. It's all right to say no. You don't have to say yes to everything. If it's not, and watch this here. If it calls you to be absent from God, and you know what I'm talking about. If there's a petition between you and God with that problem, you have to choose who you're going to serve. Oh, I know I'm right about it. You need to choose it. And watch this here. Don't worry about the naysayers. Because some of us too old talking about peer pressure. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. some of us way too old. Somebody talking about we call it cranking you up and pushing you over and how you doing things. We didn't get too old for that. And some of us know too much. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, to let someone trick them to do what? Follow the adversary. Don't let no one hold you. I'm going to take this home because my mother told me that. She said, Eric, she said, God forgave you, boy. He said, why do you keep dwelling on your past? Why do you keep, and I've told some people like this here. See, I don't dwell on my past unless I'm witnessing somebody, right? But most of my past is what it is. It's a past. Because if you don't watch it, help me, Holy Spirit, you'll come back to you again. Watch this here. Now, watch what I said. You'll start glorifying it. You know what I'm talking about? Some of us thought we had a lot of fun on this side. Help me, Holy Spirit. So I'm going to tell y'all, I ain't been saved. I have been walking with God all my life. I walked out the fellowship of Him when I was 17 years old. I know what I'm talking about. watch this here. I feared Him. I loved Him. But I wanted to do me some Eric. And one of them days, He let me know, no, that ain't going to work for you, brother. I got something for you I want you to do. But sometimes you got to bump your head. It's good to learn off of other people's mistakes. Do you want to learn off of somebody else's mistake instead of God chastising you? I love this word because He said, He go. Verse 3, I'm in John 14 and 3. He said, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whether I go, you know the way you know. See, I'm going to tell you something. When I say this here, watch this here when I say this here. When I say this here, you have to choose the God you want to serve, right? But I'm going to tell you right now, He's coming back. Jesus is coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. And let me tell you something. Somebody said, what you talking about? When He see us, when God see us, He's going to see us through Jesus. He's not going to see us through our natural man. He's going to see us through the spiritual man. That's why he's preparing the disciple for His death. Help me, Holy Spirit. And I know somebody said, I know the scripture, but let me tell you something. Knowing it and doing it is two different stories. Help me, Holy Spirit. The Bible says some people on this journey got the form of godly, but denying the power thereof. You know what I mean? I mean, they know how to church. They know how to put nice clothes on. They pick up a big Bible. They can quote it real good. But let me tell you something. You can sound good all you want to, but you can't fool God. No time. So when He come back, look what He did now. He said He told them where He going to be and where they going to be at. But look what Thomas did. Thomas, like some of us, Thomas said unto Him, Lord, we know not whether Thou goest. How can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, now this in real, y'all, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. If you have known me, you should have known my Father also. And look what he said, and from henceforth you know Him and have seen Him. Some of us have been in the presence of the Holy Spirit of God that dwell in us, and He showed His Spirit to us, and we felt His Spirit. He was saying the same thing, I walk with you. When you see me, you see my Father. And then we're going to find out that He is the Father in the flesh. God, Jesus, 100% man and 100% God. He walked this earth so me and you can have that life. Because you watch this here, we don't have to worry about it. After He come down, after He come out that sepulchre and raised on that third day, he took all power in His hand. That's why He said, you when you come to Him, you know that He's the only way. I don't care what nobody says, other religion say, I just take this to my grave, my brothers and sisters, that I believe that Jesus did raise out, God raised Jesus out of that grave. And then he's looking down on us right now. And then what, you know what he's doing? He's giving some of us a chance to change our life and follow him. Now watch this here, verse 8. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not know me, Philip? And he that see me hath seen the Father. How sayest thou then, show us the Father? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Believe thou not that I am in the Father, and in the Father in me. The word that I speak unto you, look, we say, I speak not of myself, but, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, the Father that dwell in me and do the word. Oh, I love that part. I love that part because he took time out to make them have a clear understanding that the work he does and the work he's doing is he's doing it of his Father. But that, watch this here, because that dwells in him. Any minister, pastor, preacher, or somebody witness, it's not them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If they say more of their name and trying to lift themselves up, let me tell you something that's going to happen. All they're doing is teaching Antichrist. Jesus is the only one that should be lifted up, right? He said, I'm the only way. There's no other way to get in but besides through me. I love this part. You all got a part. He said that, look at here. He said, you got to believe in me, though. That's how it takes faith. Well, I said, you got to believe. Because verse 10 said, believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me. And the word that I speak unto you, I speak of not myself, but the Father that dwells in me. Do thy word. That's why we go back over there. You know, it's been a little while since we tipped over at John, 1 John 4, when he tells us, he said, try the Spirit, by the Spirit, by the Spirit, whether it be unto God. He said, the reason why he said it, because there was many false prophets went before him. People teaching about Jesus, they playing like they are, they the Savior, the Messiah coming. But look at this. Help me with this one here. Do you know that some people right now really believe that? That's why we don't want to be fooled and be fooled. There ain't but one Savior, and that's Jesus Christ. And then the works he does, God gave him authority to do what? To supersede all the prophets and all the ministers, the kings, everybody trying to make that foundation. Now he's sitting on the seat of King David on the right hand of the Father, and he's looking down on us right now, and he's making a way. Oh, I know I'm right about it. Because look what verse 11 says, believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe me for the very word's sake. Oh, help me hold it first. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, and look what it says, the works that I do, shall he do also. And what, look what it says, this is what I like about it. He said, in greater works than thee shall he do, because I go unto my Father. That's some insurance. That is some insurance. If you believe, look at what I'm saying, if you have faith and believe in the things you're trying to convey, the thing you're trying to present, and you believe in your heart that Jesus is in the midst of it, he said you will be able to do greater works in these. And I love this part. He said, because I go to my Father. You know, how many of you know that God, Jesus, is sitting at the right hand of the Father right now? Look at this here. He made it so plain that me and you and everybody sat by my voice hearing me, that you woke up this morning. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Some of you, I see a lot of these numbers, and because that's just me, right? But I know the guys and the ladies, and they are a steward of God. They are disciples of God. And what I mean by that, y'all come up religiously, listen to the show, and some of y'all comment because of the work of the Holy Spirit be on here. And I thank God for my brothers, even in his absence, his presence here, that we keep living him up to. But I love these key words, belief. You got to have faith. Even Enoch walked with the Lord one time, just walked with him. And he walked so much, the Bible and King James said he translated. But you read another Bible, God took him from this earth. Because he said it's impossible to believe in God without faith. You have to believe in God. His work, his living on here, God lifted him out of that body and brought him all up to him. And I don't know about you, when I think about him taking us from this body, because we ain't going to live in this forever. You know, that's why we try to encourage one another to let you know, live. And when you live like he's coming. Don't live careless with your love. Don't live careless with your first love. And your first love is our Father, our God. He said, love me with all your heart, your strength, and your might. And he didn't leave it there. He told you, love thy neighbor. All he means is thyself. So you wouldn't hurt yourself. So he said, don't hate your neighbors. And every time I look at that, I know we're going to transition to another part of this description. But I love how he said, the greater work than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And look what verse 13 said. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, that will I do, that my Father may be glorified in the Son. Oh, help me, Father. Look what he said. And if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Somebody say, I've been asking for some things, Lord. And I have never received it. Oh, I know right about it. I've been asking you. I read in the Word, if I ask in your name, I should get it. But I'm going to tell you something. It's a lot of things God won't allow us to have because we're not ready for it. You know, we're not spiritually ready for it. You know, because some of the things, somebody know what I'm talking about, he didn't give you some stuff, and you know you weren't ready for it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because what happened then? It depart from you because you wasn't ready for it. But boy, when you're ready for it, he'll allow it to come on in. That's why you ask for God. Now, this is what I do. You don't have to do it. I ask God, when he do bless me, prepare me for that blessing so I can be able to receive it. And most blessing God give us is not to ourselves. It's to give to others too. You know, and I ain't talking about just money. I'm talking about maybe just being an ear. I'm talking about maybe just being prayer with someone, just being fellowship with someone. Because I've learned something, a closed mouth can't get fed. Oh, I might as well say that again. A closed mouth can't get fed. What do you want God to do for you? What do you want God to do for you? So my thing is, if you don't have to do what I ask him, you know, if you want to do God do something for the Lord and you want him to bless you, don't you know you got to get in tune with him? You got to hear his voice. You got to have a relationship with him. Not that one when trials come, you call on him. But in season and out of season, you need to be able to worship him and praise him. Even if he don't do nothing, he's still God all by himself. That's why he tells us, I'm going to read these things carefully. Y'all watch when I read here, verse 15, because we find out that he'll answer if you ask. But look what he said. If you love me, this is the part now, y'all. Everybody got to get on board. If you love me, keep my commandment. Oh, no, don't get past that. If you love me, keep my. If you love somebody, you don't want to hurt them. I know right about it. You don't want to. And the worst thing I hate to see is when my loved ones in pain. You know what I'm talking about? I've read in the scripture, he said, when we have a friend, a loved one, remorse, and we're supposed to be crying with them. He said, when they laugh, we're supposed to laugh with them. Somebody said, that don't even sound right. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. You'd be surprised how if some of us stop being so hard. You know, the ladies are more, they're more acceptable to that spirit of with meekness and humbleness. Man, we just so tough. We think if we cry, it makes us weak. But no, it don't. You know what I'm talking about? Because you hang around. I told my daughters, I guess I hope I ain't talking to myself, but you know what I told my daughters? I said, you show me a man won't cry, I'm going to show a man ain't going to treat you right. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You show me a man is not humble, I'm going to show you a man later on. He's going to be beating you up. You show me a man. Don't show a little that's the other side that we call meekness and love. I'm going to show you a man. He's going to have a what? A dogmatic spirit. So I'm telling you, when you meeting and you people trying to talk to you, make sure you consider that heart. That you feel the spirit of the Lord there. The Bible said, don't marry. I don't know why I'm here now. Y'all pray for me. He said, don't marry nothing with unequal yoke. You know what I'm talking about now. We always say it's always religion, but he did say he make way for a person even they don't have the same religion. He said, a sanctified wife can save an unsaved man, and vice versa. So don't get hit on the scripture like that. When I'm coming to you with, then watch this here. If that person is true love, because he said when they are living out there outside the church, outside of your belief, he said if you choose to be with, he said you can. It's scripture now. But I'm telling you one thing about it. You better make sure you have the Lord with you when you do these things. Consider God in all your ways when you're in fellowship. Are you courting someone? Make sure you counsel with the Lord. You know, you'd be surprised when you marry somebody and you wake up 2 days later and say, what have I done? you say, what have I done? You know, did I really search out the scripture? Did I really believe what God gave me here? If God put it together, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, nothing can separate it. I know right about it. Because a little trial come, don't mean that y'all supposed to be together. A little adversity to get there. That don't mean God didn't say that's your wife or that's your husband. What it is, that you're bringing two different people together, probably raised on two different levels, and y'all trying to come in one. And now, look at here, you're trying to unite, unify this relationship. And when you unify this relationship, you have to have God. So one of y'all got to have patience, if not both. It's going to be some time in some of your conversation, and I don't know why I'm here, y'all keep praying for me. It's going to be some time in y'all relationship that one of y'all going to have to say, well, we're not arguing today. We're not fussing today. We're not going to do this today. We ain't going to let this adversary tear up our marriage. Somebody in that relationship going to have that kind of relationship with the Lord. And the devil is a lie. Only body mad right now is the adversary. Because when you start talking and trying to keep people to stay together in marriage, it has to have counseling. People get counseling before marriage, but they need counseling during the marriage too. Or I know right about it. Somebody know what I'm talking about. You know, preferably it's a spiritual counseling. When I say spiritual counseling, I mean that you got to let God come in. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Let God speak to your wife and your husband. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm going to tell you something. It's a beautiful thing when both of y'all humble, that y'all can hear the voice of the Lord. And I'm telling you right now, I have really wasn't finna speak on no marriage right now, but he had me right here. So let me do something right here. In the name of Jesus, Lord, whatever the situation with the marriage of your daughter and your son, we ask you in the name of Jesus, cover the marriage of all your children, Lord. Wherever they're coming in and going out, we ask you to bless that marriage, Lord. Only you know what's going on in the house, Lord. So we ask if there's any ruckus there, if there's any problem there, we ask you to speak to that woman, that man. Even if it's about the kids, even if it's about finance, Lord. Lord, bless, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let it, whatever you put together, let nothing turn down, Lord. And we ask this in the name of Jesus, we pray. I move with the Spirit because I feel a spirit on here that has issues. And I'm not no witch doctor. I just believe in the Holy Ghost. If you need a little more counseling, you know what I'm talking about, I prefer that you go to your spiritual counseling. If not, we can talk with you and we can consult with you. And we ask you to consider God before you think about separating or before you walk away from something that you know you're going to probably regret later on. Somebody know what I'm talking about. I hope someone else is praying with me. Now, I'm going to try to get back in this lesson. I was at verse 4. I'm in John chapter 14 and verse 15. And I'm going to start this over again. Watch this again. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I look what he said, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Neither know him. But look what he said, but ye know him, for he dwell with you. And you will, look what he said, and you shall be in, and he shall be in you, and he will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. I got to read it like this, y'all. He's talking about the Holy Ghost. He's talking about the Holy Spirit is was walking with him, but now he's going to leave. And as he leaves, he's leaving the comforter with them, so they can know that in a time of need, they can go to the Holy Spirit, and it speaks to you. Somebody been around church long enough, it's more than a tingling feeling. It will comfort you and tell you that he's in the midst. The Holy Spirit will let you know that he's a part of you, because what he does, he dwells with us.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, when he dwells with us, it's a powerful situation there. It ain't just the ordinary people don't know it. So that's why he said, they don't know me, Brother Randy. They don't know me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he just said. He said, the Holy Ghost, the folks don't know it. See, that's why they think you crazy. That's why we think he's crazy. So we sit on here and talk about the Lord 3 to 4 hours. Or we just say, man, God will work it out. You know, they think we're crazy because we speak in faith that God will make a way. Oh, they think we're crazy when we tell them, man, that don't worry about that thing. Is anything too hard for God? He's there to comfort us, Brother Randy and Rail. He's there to move gracefully in our life. Watch this here. What's what I love about it? Because I know he's true, because he said it right then.
Yeah.
He told him, brother, look what he said now. He said, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. Sometimes you just got to hold on to when you read the scripture and you stop to pause a little bit. He said, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not. You know that? They can't see him, but they don't believe what they don't see. You see what I'm saying? They have to see it. Yeah. How many of you believe in God and you know he's coming back? You know, you've been hearing and you feel it in your heart. But then you've been there patient and waiting on him. You know what I'm talking about? Maybe he even took your loved one. Don't worry about that. Just be encouraged that God don't make no mistake. You know what I'm talking about? Watch this here.
Yeah.
Watch this here. If they live right in Christ, and you live right in Christ, if you believe that he died and rose, you will see them again. Oh, I know right about it. But look what
Praise
he said. He said, reason a lot of folks don't understand the Holy Spirit because they haven't received God yet. You have to receive God first. You have to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior first. Then you'll understand the Holy Spirit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Sure.
It's a lot about it, brother.
Yeah.
You want to dwell with
us. I like to add something. My apologies. I didn't know when I called back. I didn't hit the one, it's been a beautiful lesson. I've been praying, and God gave me this, His word. His word. He continually tells us, try me, prove me. You know, His word. You can stand on it,
even
with the marriage. You know, even with the, he let me know it takes for a flower to grow and for a field to be harvested. It takes the sunshine and the rain.
Yes, sir.
It takes trouble, you know. And then when tribulations come, let it work that patience, you know. When the sun is turned up, you know. When the sun is turned up, God is conditioning that thing that you may grow, whether it be in your marriage, it be in your walk with Him.
Sir.
You know,
yeah.
Even in time of bereavement, let God work it out.
God will lift that heart
and give you joy. You know,
even
whatever circumstance it is, Trust in God. Trust in Jesus.
Yes.
Try him.
Yes.
Prove him. You can see it for yourself. He'll work it out and work within you a testimony that that will be instilled within your heart. No matter what somebody tries to tell you, you'll know for yourself, God, I know you're real.
Yes,
I know what you did for me. You did for me what none of us could do. You don't even have to say it. You can think it within your mind to let you know how powerful God is. Think it in your mind. Tell no one, but just speak in secret with you and him and watch him work out your own soul salvation.
Right.
God bless you.
That's it. That's it.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's it, bro. That's it, bro.
Jesus.
I like to hit the rewind a little bit. Let me rewind back to 15 and try to go back down, and so we can. I'm hoping you're hearing the Holy Spirit, because that's what God just presented. He said, "If you love me,
come on now."
I'm at 14:15. If you love me,
I had to rewind because one thing about it,
you got to love him too, dog. You can't be shaking and faking that. Keep my commandments.
If you love me.
You got to discipline yourself, man. You have to discipline yourself to understand his love. And once you get into application that we try to present and start activating this, because it's a living Bible. once you start activating the word, you know what we call the volume of the book. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It comes out. You know what I'm talking about? You know, and it starts being a living soul in your heart. Watch this here. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray. Look what he said. Look what he said. Now, once I find out you love me, and I will pray the Father.
Yes.
And he said, give you another comforter. See, while I was here, I was comforting you. But now I'm going to go. I'm praying for you because he's going to give you the Holy Spirit that you may abide.
Come on now.
That he may abide with you, not for a little while, brother, forever. That's what I'm saying, man. Forever. Did I read that right? That he may abide with you forever. Look what he said, brother preacher. Look what he said, brother preacher. Mm-hmm. Even the Spirit of truth.
Thank you, Jesus.
Who the world cannot receive. They ain't receiving the truth. A lot of folks ain't receiving Christ yet. Look what he said. He said, because it see him not, neither
that's
know
right.
him, but you. But he said, but you, that's what he said, know him. For he dwell with you, and he shall be in you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I will never, he said, look, can I twist the word a little bit? I will not leave you comfortably. I will come to you in yet a little while. Oh, help me, Spirit.
Yeah.
And the world see me no more. But ye, see me, because I live, and you, and ye shall, what do you say? Live also. Oh, man, I hope you understand. We're tapping into something right now. We're revealing something. God, it should be no secret he's in you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It should be no secret that you're walking with the King. Oh, help me. If I can just get a little testimony right here, if y'all don't mind. Peter, as he was watching Jesus being in this kangaroo court, they were whooping him with this stripe, and the woman saw a woman warming his hand by the fire, Brother Randy, and he was running, the woman looked at him and said, you look like one of them. Amen. It should be something different about us. You look like one of them. And you know what Peter did. The scripture said he's going to deny him three times for the rooster crow. Look what he did, brother teacher. Look what he did. He denied him. And then she said, no, your speech betrayed you. Even though he cussed her out. The scripture said he cussed her out.
Yeah.
And she said, no, you can't trick me. There's something about you is different. That's what I'm talking about. When someone is in the wrong place, is walking with Christ, it'll be someone there. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Let you know that you're in the wrong place. Now, watch this.
If you're
not there to witness, to help nobody, they'll let you know. No, you're one of them. He didn't want to die. because he saw what was going on with Jesus. He saw what was going to happen. If he just said he was one of them, he knew they would have grabbed him. But he told them he was going to come. Look what he did. He said, you're going to deny me for the rooster crow 3 times. And he did. And once he heard that rooster crow, what happened to him, Brother Rhea? His whole heart fell. It fell. Look what happened over here. Look what happened. When Jesus, when he rose, the ladies came to him, right, to minister to them, mm-hmm. and they looked at him, mm-hmm. and they didn't know who he was either, because he was so disfigured, they say, you know.
Yeah.
I think like he was in another, he had got his holiness on. Yeah, help me, Holy Spirit. And, you know, he wasn't the same when he came out the tomb, brother. Look what happened, mm-hmm. here, brother. He told him to go get my disciples and Peter. While I'm going there right there, don't you know? Don't let nobody hold you. I'm gonna say this till I'm gonna repeat it a lot. Don't let nobody hold you to no sin. If God forgave you, if you gave it to the Lord and said, "Lord, forgive me," don't you know God's a just God? He forgive. He ain't gonna be slack on his promise. Don't let nobody hold you to that. What you need to do is start walking in what you say you want him to forgive you in. What you want to do is say, "Lord, give me strength." No, Lord, if it's something that you can't handle, give it to the Lord. Don't try to fight it with your natural man. Give it to the Lord and ask him for strength. You know, I don't know what your circumstances are. You might be lying.
Mm.
You know, you know, I'm going to give you something. You know what people don't think? You know what the people have the body of Christ have a problem with? Forgiveness.
Yes, sir.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Forgiveness.
Yes, sir.
Forgiveness is going to keep a lot of us out of heaven, man. Because we don't want to forgive nobody for nothing. But we want everybody to forgive us for everything. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because he told them they didn't know him. He said, "But you know me, brother, Reverend. You know me." That's what he
mm-hmm.
said. He
mm-hmm.
said, I would not leave you comfortless. How many
That's
times
right.
somebody wrestled with death? How many times somebody wrestled with tragedy? But they know Christ, you know what I'm talking about? And then you try to comfort them, let them know, man, God is able to give you strength, you know. I'm not telling you not
That's
to
right.
cry, but I'm telling you to hold on to the master's hand. Don't lose hope
mm-hmm.
into what he have placed in your heart. Yeah, it hurts. But if I find out being absent out of what this body is being what?
Yes,
with
sir.
Christ. But you
Present
need to know
him. Yeah.
You need to know him before you get out there. You need to know him before you get out.
That's it.
Watch this here. He said, yet a little while. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And
mm-hmm.
the world sees me no more. But you see
mm-hmm.
me because I live. He said, because I'm alive. You know what I'm saying? And you should also live. And look at the day, you should know that I am in my Father and ye. Me, look at it, in me, and I in you. He that
mm-hmm.
he that had my what? Look at it. He that had my commandment and keep them.
Yeah.
He is what? That the love me, and he that
mm-hmm.
love me shall be love of my Father, and I will
That's
love
right.
him. Oh, here it's some
mm-hmm.
it's too much love going here, ain't it? And I will what?
Yeah.
Manifest myself to him.
Come on now.
You hear that? If you keep my
Come
commandments,
on now.
If you follow me now,
mm-hmm.
and you love me, and you love my commandments.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you love his
yeah.
commandments, you don't complain. Oh, help me, Holy
That's
Spirit.
It.
Yeah. What you do, you ask God for strength if you can't bear it. Ask God for strength,
That's right.
and he'll help you. I know we're almost home, but let me tell you something before we get off the show today. Let love abide in your heart today. See, today, that person I was mad at, I'm going to tell that person that I love them. It might be your husband.
There you go.
It might be your wife.
There you go.
It might be
there
your husband.
You go.
It might be your
Speak.
Next door neighbor. It
Speak.
Might be your coworker at your job. I'm not going to let you have this power on me. I'm going to tell you, I love you, and I meant that. You know
mm-hmm.
what, Brother Randy? Reverend, and sisters and brothers, if you would activate God's love,
that's
the
it.
Bible
that's
says
it
would hide a whole multitude of sins.
That's
what the book said.
Yeah. Yeah.
But see, he didn't put a number on a multitude. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. Do you want God to remove that sin out of your life? I never dare you, triple dare you to love him. See, when you do that, that sin start moving away. Because you know what? You can't hate nobody and love God. You can't even dislike nobody and love God. Watch this here. Well, that sounds so cool. I'm going to tell you something. Once you've been really been converted, oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Some people ain't had a deliverance, brother. Hey, brother. You know
what
I'm talking about, brother? Some people haven't had
a
deliverance.
Oh, yeah.
I'm feeling so.
Oh yeah.
I'm feeling so. We're gonna keep on reading, but I'm gonna tell you deliverance. I mean, the desire of your heart calls you to what? Put a partition between you and the Lord. What it does is block you from your relationship from you and the Lord. You need to let that what's in you be cut. You know, in the name of Jesus, they're to leave from you right now. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
What I'm talking about, if it calls you to have this, I don't want to do this today. I don't want to do that today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what you want to do is love God and love his creation. You can't look at nobody and say, I hate you. You know what? When you say that, you say you hate God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, you say, what are you talking about? You know what they done to me? Did you know what you done to God? Let the truth be told. Do we know what we've done to God? We deserve what? What we deserve? We deserve
justice.
But he gives us that
justice.
He gives us that mercy, brother.
Yes, sir.
Let me read this last language. This ain't the last one. I'm going to hurry up because I think I'm being too long. But watch this here. He did had my commandment and keep them. And he is that love me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. Look at here. Now, this is where the trickster come in. Judas said unto him, not us, Esquire, the Lord, is it that thou will manifest thyself unto us? Oh, I need some help with this one. Not
come
unto
on.
The world. Did you hear what I said? And Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my word. I got to go slow with this. And my Father will love him. And look at it. And we love come unto him. Okay, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. And he that loves me not, keepeth not my saying. And that the words which he hear is not mine, but the Father would set me. I'm getting somewhere now. Who are you really loving? Help me, Holy Spirit. Are you loving somebody? Are you feel in love with Christ? Are you truly loving with Christ? See, I learned something real. I'm telling you, I learned something real. The folks don't want to hear the truth, man. Or something, they just want to sugarcoat it. But the word told me I have to love. I have to love. If I love him, I will keep his word. I will put the word in my heart. I will treasure it, and I won't what? I won't hurt nobody. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Even if
That's
I
it.
Do, I have got, you know, we've been here, real. Even if we've hurt one another some kind of way for that day of, we'll say, man, whatever I did, man, brother, sister, I'm sorry. You know, that's when you know
that's
you
it.
Got humility. That's when you know you got love. Because he said, how are we going to know this, man? How are we going to know this? Because I've learned something. When you have the Holy Spirit on you, you know all. He's not going to hide it from you because he's going to comfort you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Look what he said in verse 24.
Yeah.
He that loveth me not, keeps it not my sin. In the word which he heard is not mine, but the Father which has sent me. You know, he ain't taking no ownership. He said, what I'm doing is of the Father. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. Oh, I'm saying this right now. They can see him.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to come down. He ain't going to be there, brother. He said, you got to go. That's what he told me in verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. He told him.
Don't let it be troubled.
He said, but look what he said. I know we've been over here before. He said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. Look what he said.
Mm-hmm.
He shall teach you all things and bring all things to remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you, peace. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Peace. I leave with you. Look, he said, my peace I give unto
my
you.
My peace.
Not as the world I give unto. He said, not as the world give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither be afraid. You know, every time I think about that, as a believer, we should be the one always, when you come in the room, take all the energy out of the room. Help me, Holy Spirit. When we come in the room, there should be a peace when people see us. Now, I know you're going to have something, they're going to talk. If you do, try to do your best. You know, they're going to talk. But let me tell you something. Don't let your good be spoke of evil works. Yeah, help me, Holy Spirit. You can make them take it back, and you don't have to do it physically. All you got to do is live holy before them. You know what I'm talking about? Let them know that God is a God of us. What's it? Another chance. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
The peace he gives, you can't give by this peace. The peace he gives, it's going to take the Holy Spirit to make you understand his love. The peace he gives, you might not understand it right now, but in the by and by, oh, I know I'm right about it. In the by and by, when things get over, when time get over, when the hand get to stop clicking, when you got to glue your mouth up, brother, when you got to lay you down and put you on the old cooling board, you know, when they dress you up, you know, they talking about your casket clean and all that old stuff, you know. But boy, I'm telling you, better know him before you get there. That's when you know you don't have a problem with the other side, because he told me in that 27th verse, I'm almost home. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world give I unto you. Right. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard.
Yeah.
I said unto you, I go away and come unto you. If you love me, and you will rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And now I have told you, look what he said, before it come to pass, that when it come to pass, you may believe. Because he know he's finna leave. He know he's finna get out now. He's finna get on in. He's going to move outside this. They weren't going to see him no more. And they going to have some faith. Because they ain't like us. They couldn't do cool no church. And when all this went down, the fame wasn't so popular then. You're going to get killed if you say you believe in Jesus. And Jesus knows that. He said, and they did get killed. They all of them did. But look what had the story in. He's going to be a receive them to him, boy. I know I'm right about it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah,
thank you, Jesus.
You don't hear it now. He said, "Hear,
glory.
I would not talk much with you, for the prince of the world come and have nothing. He said nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And the Father gave me a commandment, even so I do. Arise, look at that, and let us go hence." Now, I'm going to tell you something. We know the end of the story. But God has put something in our life, my brothers and sisters, that we need to keep pressing on.
Thank you, Jesus.
He started out with love, and he ended with love. You got to have love to be in this ministry. You cannot operate without the love of God. You know, you just have to have some peace and love there. You know, the Holy Spirit has to convict the people, not to. And fear in you. They need to fear in reverence of the Lord. And I love
this
part, because he told us that they hated him first. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
He said, but once you find out that you love God and the Father know what is in, don't you know he grants you the access to the kingdom of heaven? You don't have to worry about it no more.
That's it.
You don't have to worry about it no more. Don't worry about mother and father no more. Brothers and sisters, don't have to worry about it no more, because you get to see them again. Oh, I know right about it. So
thank
be encouraged that God's love spread abroad. When someone today made you mad, got you all upside, gave you the number one when you drove by them, You know what I'm talking about. You know, y'all know what the number one is. And you know, you praise the Lord, you know. And I'm going to tell you something. Don't let the small things get you trapped, because it can be, it can get bigger than that. Keep God in your heart. I'm a firm believer that God is in control. He's in control. And the old songwriter said, I'm in my life. Can you testify to that? Can you testify? Is he God of your life? Is he in your life?
Thank you, Jesus.
Real, is he in your life, real?
Yes, sir.
Is he in your life?
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Oh, I'm thankful. So thankful thankful that he is. So thankful that he let me know when he allowed the Holy Spirit to be manifest in us to where we can feel it. You know, we feel that comfort. He told us, peace, I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. I mean, and it's thank you, Jesus. You know, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We need that peace. We need that reassurance. We need to be reminded, you know, of these things, you know. We need to be reminded because there's too much hate, you know. It's too much hate just roaming the earth, you know. But if we continue to love, you know, he let me know love is so strong till it drove our Savior to the cross. It was so strong, it drove our very Savior to the cross.
Yes, it did.
To take care of something that we couldn't take care of.
That's it. That's it. Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Peace. And I thank God for his peace. I thank God for this lesson. I thank God. Oh, man. I thank God how he allowed you to encourage the marriage, even the bigger marriage, which is what we're trying to prepare ourselves for. Yeah. What we're trying to prepare ourselves for.
This
engagement right now, man. We in the engagement. Yes, sir. And I'm so thankful, see, because it's all tied in together, you know.
If
there be a troubled heart, let not it be troubled. You know, don't let it be stressed. Something. Let this stress be upon you. Don't let you be cast down. That heart be full of. Let that heart, if the heart will be full, let it be full of trust in God. You know,
come on, man.
Trust him. You know, trust him. He's able. Look at the track record. He's able.
Yeah.
Ask Lazarus.
Yes, he is.
Ain't he able? Ask Moses. Ain't he able? Ask Enoch. Isn't he able? You know, he's able. You trust him. Trust him. This word cannot lie. Neither will it come back to him.
No, it won't. It won't.
It's full, you know. Be full. If you're going to let your heart be full of something, let it be full of trust in him. Believe enough to do what he says. If you're a babe in Christ, just start with the simple things. The simple Ten Commandments. No, start with being true to yourself. And when you're true to yourself, you can be true to God, you know. Because nobody knows you better than yourself but God.
Nobody.
No. So,
that's it.
Nobody, you know. You can, like, you know, you can dress on, put in your Sunday best, and you can fool some. But God, you cannot fool. And those that walk with God, he gives us discernment, too. So be careful.
Come on, man.
And surely keep your mouth off the preacher, because God will reveal things to him. Nobody has to tell him.
In the name of Jesus.
So thank you. Just be careful, especially when God is allowing the Holy Spirit to move. When someone say, I feel the Spirit, I'm moved by the Spirit, we should be praying, you know. God, consecrate my mind, my heart to receive and understand what you have for me. teacher.
Yes, sir.
God
this
teaches. Hallelujah. I feel the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. But we let us know I am the way. If you're looking for a way out, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father. But by me, I'm thinking. I'm so thankful to God for this this lesson. Even it's good, you know, for our generation and for all spiritual levels. It's good, you know. We've read it many times, and as many times I read it, as many times I've been blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Let not your heart be troubled. We're living in troubled times, but we have an awesome God that's able.
Yes, we do.
Keep believing. Keep believing Christ, that mediator between God and man. If we do that, we'll gain comfort.
That's it.
Oh, my elders used to say, I've learned how to lean and depend on Jesus. This is a learning process. You can't give up. You got to continue to strive, you know. Thank you,
right,
Jesus.
Right.
But I'm so glad. I'm so glad for His Holy Spirit and how He lets us know. He reminds us, you know, I'm gonna go, but I'm gonna give you something. I'm gonna leave you.
That's it.
With something.
That's it.
I'm gonna send Him unto you. And each time you feel like you're alone, He's there to comfort you.
He's there.
The comfort.
Yes, Lord. Help us.
To help you. You know, when you feel like, I just can't make it, Lord. When you surrender, when you feel like you can't make it, you surrender to Him. You hold your hands up, Father, I stretch my hands to Thee. I've tried to figure it out my way, Lord, but no other help I know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for this word today. You know, I was praying and thanking God for it, and I thought about Isaiah 52, who have believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he was Thank you, Jesus. You know, he decided to die. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus. I'm so thankful. I'm gonna give way to someone else that might want to share. But God bless you. God keep you. Thank you, God. Thank you for your message, your messenger on this day. Jesus' name, continue to bless him, Father. Continue to bless this God's plan. Continue to bless Randy. Keep him and his entire family. Oh, Brother Deepa, Tim, Brother Nutty. Oh, Brother Willie Dog. Those that desire prayer for the bereaved, the one that just lost his mother, Brother Nutty's friend. Oh, Father, keep him. Oh, help him even in this hour. In Jesus' name. All those that desire to want to please God with their life, but just need a little help.
Yeah,
help them, Lord. Help them along their way.
Please.
In the name of Jesus, spirits trying to tear up homes and divide. Let them know that Jesus is the way. Jesus, and even in that situation, He'll come in and give strength. But bless us to open up to you, Father, and look unto you for which cometh our help. In Jesus' name, keep those in these races, Father God. Protect them, Father God. Keep them, in Jesus' name, and let them, oh Father God, let them remember you. Remember you while they are in their activity, that they may not stray, Father God. In Jesus' name, we ask this. Amen. I just felt the Spirit, brother, so I went with it.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen.
Thank you, praise Jesus. God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Sister, you got your line open if you want to say something. Unless it was an accident. It might have been an accident, though. Okay, we come up with the time, you know. I better just pray that if anybody wants to say something, they can, you know. If not, you know, we can let the Holy Spirit do what he did and get out the way.
I just want to say, praise the Lord this morning. I just
want to say, can
you hear me?
Praise the Lord.
I just want to say, praise the Lord. This is a scripture that, you know, you taught even when you're young. And it goes with you throughout your life. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. You look at that scripture and you think about it, let not your heart be troubled. And soon as something happened in our life, our heart get troubled. But Jesus say, if you believe in God, believe also in me. So when we have these problems, the thing we got to do, not sit up and worry about it, but fall on our knees and talk to Jesus. And you know, once you talk to God, you're not troubled anymore. Only thing you left to do is to praise God. Praise him because he's already taking care of your situation. And then Jesus said in verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. But before I say anything on them, I got to go over to Acts 4 and 12. It says, neither is there salvation in any other, but there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby he must be saved. And that's what I try to tell people. That's what I try to get into my children all the time. You pray to God. I said, but if you want to get to God, you got to get to him in Jesus' name. Because when Jesus, before he left this earth, he already had, he said, all power in heaven and earth is given to me but from the Father in my name. So yes, we pray to God. Yes. But when we finish praying to God, we got to remember his son. Because God says to get to me, you got to come through by my son. So when we pray, we've got to say in Jesus' name. Because he said, there's no salvation in no other name. There is no other name that has the power that the name Jesus has. Because our Bible tells us, by the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So this is a great message. And you know, like even when you have problems in your family or even a friend have problems, rather than worry ourselves to death, let us just pray to God in Jesus' name and turn it loose and trust God to take it from there.
But we
often pray, but we'll take it back ourselves. But see, there are things that we can't do anything about.
Nothing.
Reverend Eric, if I'm praying for you, you all the way in where? Detroit? Texas? You all the way in Texas. So I got to trust God. When I ask God to bless Reverend Eric, hey, he done already did it. It's already done. Because there isn't anywhere that he can't reach. His eyes is ever seeing, and he is ever present. But he sent his son to die for us so that he could forgive our sins. Because we such a filthy people. He said, I love you, but I can't take you into heaven like this. Because only the ones that are saved, the ones that have mm-hmm. the Holy Ghost, mm-hmm. the only the ones that believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus was flesh that was made man, that Jesus knew no sins, all the one that believe that God is. He's mm-hmm. everything. Mm-hmm. He's ever present. He's just everything yeah. to us. The only ones that believe that are the ones that will enter into the kingdom of heaven. That's why he sent his son, so that we could be there. And Jesus comforting us, letting us know he was going away, but he said, let not your heart be troubled.
Trouble. Yeah,
glory,
I'm there with you.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Let not yeah. your heart mm-hmm. be troubled. And I tell you, the things that we go through on this earth, Reverend
wow.
Eric, the things that we go through, if we did not believe in Jesus Christ, if we did not believe in God, we would not be able to make it through it.
You're
we couldn't
right.
do it by ourselves.
That's right.
Right.
So that's why when it gets so hot, Brother Eric, Reverend Henry, that's why when it gets so hard on us, what do? We fall on our knees and we talk to God.
Tell it.
Hallelujah.
Tell it, yeah.
Because we
tell
know
it.
Can't nobody else
tell
help
it.
Us. Glory, hallelujah.
Yeah.
We can call
tell
our
it.
Mother. We can call our father. We can call our sister. We can call our brother. But can nobody help us? Nobody help
Jesus.
Us but Jesus Christ. Nobody. Glory, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, this is an awesome message. This message just kind of got to me this morning. Glory, hallelujah.
Praise God.
Then he
Praise
said,
you know what, sis?
Go ahead.
You know what, sis?
Uh-huh.
I think you lying to me. I think you lying to me because every time you come on the phone, you say the same thing.
But you know, that's what God
wants
you to do. He wants us to say the same thing because he wants people to receive it. You
yeah,
know, you say it one or two times, they may not have received it. They might have heard it, but
yeah.
they didn't receive it.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now.
So
you
we have to continue
remember,
to repeat
just,
this thing. Uh-huh.
You remember I was saying when we first started, I said, you know, I know a lot of folks can recite this here. You know, you know, but
yes,
I want to get ready for reciting. I want to speak to the heart, you know. You can mention something, but then it'll be sound like a cliche, you know, but I want you to hear the words, really what he's saying, because he's going to lead them. He's going to lead them. He was going to lead them physically, but he left them some spiritually. That's why I want everybody to know you got some spiritually, and that's that
Holy
Ghost.
He left the keeper. Amen.
Yeah.
He left the keeper.
Yeah.
But then,
yeah.
you know
the
what?
Keeper.
Then he said, if you love me, the keeper.
Yeah.
That is the keeper.
Yeah.
Glory, hallelujah. I mean, in every aspect of our lives. Glory,
thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
I mean, we
Jesus.
Can't keep
what'd
ourselves.
What'd you say?
Then
what'd you say? If we love him, what'd you say? You didn't finish it. If you love him, what'd you say now?
If you love me,
you,
keep my commandment. Now look.
Come on.
When you read that, this is what I heard in my spirit. He said the two greatest
Jesus.
Commandments. He said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, and
all
thy strength.
The soul,
and then he said, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Thou
yes.
shalt love
yeah.
thy neighbor
yeah.
as thyself.
Yeah.
Lord, I hear Reverend Ari said that I will go and I will apologize to a person. I will let them know that I love them no matter how they
there
treat
you go.
Me.
There
hallelujah.
You go. There
but
you
if
go.
You can't
yeah.
go,
you
go to that neighbor, if you can't go to the one that treated you the worst and say, forgive
my.
Me, I love
all
you,
right.
and God love
mm-hmm.
you too.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let not your heart be
yes,
troubled.
Yes.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Don't let it trouble you. God to love him.
Yeah.
Love your neighbor as yourself. But most of all, we got to love the Lord our God. With everything that's in
hey,
us,
sis.
We got to love him.
Hey, sis, I didn't count how many times he said love in there, but it means something, didn't it? Yeah. It means something.
It means something. Because the love of God will guide us throughout the day. The love of God will make us go to the one that we mistreated and say, forgive me. Because look how we mistreated Jesus. Look how,
You so right? I'm gonna tell you this. I want you to go nowhere. I'm gonna tell you this here. I know God told you that because you know, as I was speaking, He gave me strength to say it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hear me. When He said somebody on this phone is mad, somebody on this phone, don't want to forgive nobody. Somebody on this phone right now having a problem of forgiving somebody. Don't you know? Don't you know you are blocking your blessing when you do that? Some of our blessings have been hindered because we hold on to things. Oh, help me.
That's right.
What I mean by that, we hold on to things that God already said is finished. You got vindicated. Why would you keep going back to it? He said, Proverbs said, this is how we are like with sin. And you come on back, sis. He said, this is what he said. He said, we are like vomit. He said, we'll go back. The dog will go back and lick up his gurgitant.
Return back.
He said, that's how we are with sin. We'll return to it. And we lick it. And it's nasty. You know what I'm talking about? And it's not good for us. And we'll go back to it. You know what I'm talking about? That's why I never, ever, ever, since I've been walking with God, and He made me understand my past, I don't glorify my sin. You know, some people might come and say, man, I mean, when you did this and this, I don't glorify that stuff no more, man. When I was in the world,
right.
I thought that was cool. You know, but now I say, I'm hurting God's heart. He hasn't changed. Mm-hmm. Once He changed you, the love you're supposed to have is spread to people they don't even understand. Oh, I know, man. They don't even understand why you said, man.
Yeah.
If you talk to somebody, when you tell them you love them or they did you wrong, and you start talking to them about forgiveness, man, God will speak to them and say, He said forgive to me. I should be telling them that or her that. You know, because you want peace.
Amen.
Because you want to be humble. Because you want peace and humble. You don't want that. I don't want nobody to have that much control of me. I told my wife that a long time ago. One thing we ain't going to do, we're going to find a way to reason. You know, even I don't care how mad I get, you know, and how mad you get, you know, we're going to find a place. We're going to reason with this thing.
And really,
amen.
Yes,
amen. But you know, Brother Eric.
All that and walking around this house like that, I can't do it either. I can't tell you something I ain't going to do.
But you know, Reverend Eric, you run across people that hold a grudge for 10, 15, 20 years.
Lord have mercy.
At what point does that not weary your spirit? At what point does that not wear you down? I mean, that eats at you. That can cause your soul to be lost. Out of the hardness of your heart. I mean, it's just, I just can't picture holding a grudge against nobody that long. You may not like what they do, but you don't have to hold no grudge against them. Let God deal with them. But to set up and let Satan cause the hatred in our heart to eat at us like that, that is not the will of God. It's not the will of God. So, and I just love this chapter. I love what you brought today, and I tell you, you piqued my Holy Ghost this morning on that one.
Mm-hmm.
It was just an awesome, awesome chapter. But then, you know, when he said if, and that word stuck with me, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. If. See, we say we love God, but a lot of times it's just word of mouth. It's not from the heart. Because if you love God, you're going to read your Bible. You're going to get on your knees. And even if you don't get on the knees, you don't even have to be on your knees. Just praying to Him. You can get on your knees in your heart. Because, you know, everybody can't get down on their knees, but you can get down on your knees in your heart and talk to God. He already knows. I mean, he make everything open and available to us. Reverend Henry, all through the day, I thank God for something.
Thank
you. I talk to God all through to the day. If I get ready to get in my car and go somewhere, now, Lord, you take me safely. Keep me covered with your blood. Let this car
That's
be guided
yes,
by
Lord.
You.
Yes, Lord.
I mean, it does not even have to be a long prayer. You can just say, Lord, yes. have mercy. That's a prayer
there
within itself.
There you go.
Come on now.
And oftentimes I just holler, Jesus, and my grandbaby look at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Glory, hallelujah. Which is just
yes,
whatever
sir.
It takes to keep in touch with God. We got to keep
mm-hmm.
in touch with him day in and day out. We got to hold him
mm-hmm.
like a Jacob held an angel. He said, I won't let you go until you bless my soul.
Bless
we
got
to hang on to God. We can't
mm-hmm.
we can't turn God loose.
Yeah.
He don't want us to turn him loose. He
you
want us
no,
to drag
sir,
on him all the time, to hold clean to him. He want us to do that.
Yes,
and
is.
I just thank him for it. I just thank him for it. I
so
constantly
you know right
thank
about
him
it.
For the.
Yeah.
I constantly thank him for the precious gift of the Holy Ghost.
Because yeah.
it is
oh,
a
yeah.
gift. There is
the
no
gift.
Charge for it.
The gift.
Mm.
It's a gift.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bought gift too.
Come on.
It was
yes,
bought
yeah.
with the price.
Yes.
Yes.
We saw this past Sunday, we saw a few songs, the blood song, you know, a few songs. You don't
uh-huh.
want to lose them songs when you're talking about the blood, you know. Somebody
mm-hmm.
it is the blood. You know, that old song what that song flows from the highest valley
yeah.
to the lowest valley.
Yeah,
you know,
the blood
Lord,
and give me strength.
You give me
yeah.
strength
from day to day.
From day to day. It will never lose its power.
Never. Never lose its power.
Amen.
When you hear that in the spirit, don't you know it says something to your whole body? Because you didn't do
yes,
nothing.
It does.
The desire to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm telling you. It was the blood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've been around church a little while. They repeat it. It was the blood.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh man, let me leave that alone.
Okay.
That's
mm-hmm.
All right. Go ahead.
But you know what? I don't think people know how important the blood is.
Mm-hmm. They don't realize.
I don't think people know how important the blood is.
Sister, I told them Tuesday. Was that Monday or Tuesday? I think it was Monday. Yeah, I told them Monday about that vineyard. I asked a question Monday about are you a laborer?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't hear me. Let me say it again. You answered that too quick. Are you a laborer?
Amen.
But if you are you laboring?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Oh, you didn't catch that.
But you know.
Oh, you might guess that. No. So if you are a laborer, you don't cut the labor
mm-hmm.
off. You know, you have to labor in season and out of season.
And out.
You know.
Amen.
And watch this here. Says you even have to labor to some people like Jonah did. He didn't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to go. He thought he got away.
That's right.
But God turned it around for his good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I love this part of
Amen.
God. There's a lot of people out there that's hungry for the word. You know what I'm talking about? And we have to do this day in and out. We have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's if you've been called, help me, Holy Spirit, it's a charge you have to keep. You know, it's a charge you have to keep. When you hear
Amen.
Someone go on the straight, when you hear someone need to be witness to it, it should prick your spirit to say, God is good. Let me tell you about the King.
Amen.
You know, let me tell you about
That's the truth.
Yeah.
I know I had the Uber to pick me up to go to the airport. one morning. He came early, bless his heart, but I don't know how I got to talking to him, but I began to tell him about Jesus. And when by the time I made it to the airport, that young man told me, he said, you know what? He said, it was meant for you to get in my car. He said, because I needed to hear everything that you said.
Thank
you. See, that was nothing but Jesus. Nothing but Jesus, because I didn't know nothing about him.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But when
I'm going to tell you this here, sir. You know who that was? You know, I hope nobody don't get me misunderstand what I'm going to tell you this. You know who that was?
Who?
That was that comforter.
That was that keeper, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But he gave me the witness to that young man. I witnessed to him all the way to the airport. And he thanked me. He said, I hope I run into you again.
Yeah.
That did my soul good.
The Bible said, beware of a stranger.
Amen.
Because you might be entertaining an angel.
Amen. Amen.
You might be. You might. You never know.
That's right.
Yes. You never know. You never know. Be encouraged. God is awesome.
Yeah.
God is an awesome God. He's living with us also. See, you weren't on since, y'all think you was on earlier, had a show, it messed up, right?
I was on, but then Devo told me to hang up. I was on Devo to hang up and get back on at 8:30. So I'm like the Reverend. I went a little past 8:30 when I realized that 8:30 was gone.
Mm-hmm. But God bless you. Well, what I was saying, the adversary. Now watch this now.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell the people that when they want to hear and they got a hunger for the Lord. Their obedience is better than sacrifice. Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
The obedience is better than sacrifice. You know what I'm talking
about? Amen.
And watch this here. And he talked about love. And he talked about he's a comforter. He said, you will be able to do greater things because of my Father. He said, I have to leave, though, but because if I stay here, you know, you have me as your comforter. But if I leave, I'm going to leave you some help. And he going to help you.
Amen.
Amen.
I know right about it. You know what I'm talking about, right?
But you know, Jesus had a length of time that he had to do what he had to do. Because it wasn't meant for him to stay here that long. He had his length of time, too. And he was excited to go back to his Father. He did what his Father wanted him to do. Lord,
yes, hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
My. I think it's been a beautiful Friday, you know. And,
Amen.
I love to believe God has really blessed us today. I'm not saying y'all got to hang up, but over here got to get to work. Got to do a little work around here, you know. You know,
you have a blessed day.
But you know, if you don't say nothing else to us today, I really believe he did. You know, too. Like I said, y'all ain't got to hang up. I got to get out of here. You know, but I just want to leave this before I leave, though. You know, God's peace and love, let it always be with you. You know, seek the kingdom of God. In his righteousness. And I guarantee you, you're going to have some troubles. I guarantee you, you're going to have some ups and downs.
Amen.
But I found out one thing. It ain't how you fall. It's how you get up.
Yeah.
That's my motto. I ain't going to let nothing hurt me to leave the Lord. I'm not.
Amen.
Nothing going to hurt me to leave the Lord. Nothing. I say hurt. So it's going to hurt. But I'm not going to leave the Lord.
All right. Amen.
I'm going to say it one more time. It hurts. But I'm not going to leave the Lord. I'm not going to question it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to say, Lord, give me strength. And don't move that mountain.
Amen.
Just give me strength to climb.
Yes.
Yeah, I believe in the songwriter. Give me the strength to climb. Well, sisters and brothers, I'm gonna dip out. Y'all wanna stay? Y'all can. I'm gonna get out of here. You know, I won't be rude. You know, I won't let y'all know. Y'all can keep talking if you want to, though.
You be blessed. You have a blessed day.
Yeah,
you didn't do what God needed you to do.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. All right, brothers and sisters. Y'all pray for my strength.
All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank the Lord. Beautiful. Beautiful, sis. Thank you, Jesus. Dear Esther.